Okay, Aboy Sai, Simon Chof. Hey, we're going to be learning a very interesting Seif today. I'm going to do Seif Hey, and potentially Seif Vav as well, Bezer Hashem. Let's see what he tells us. Seif Hey, how are you this evening? Kolbeseder? Yechaven Banachosam, on bottom of page 64 in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, Seif Hey, Simon Chof. Hey, Seif Hey. Yechaven Banachosam. Here the Shulchan Aruch tells us you must have kavana. You have to have intention, positive intention when you put on the tefillin. So what is it? Yechaveh barachosam, what's the kavanah you should have when you put it on the tefillin? What is the kavanah you should have? Shetzivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us, leoniach, to place, to put, arba pashiyos, elu, those four pashas, must be placed on your arm. Why those four pashas? Sheyesh bohem, they have got yichud shemoi, the yichud, the uniqueness of his name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yetzias Mitzrayim, as well as coming out of Egypt. Al-Azroya, on the arm, will speak about the exact location of the tefillin sheliyat, imitshem atalei. So you've got to put it on Azroya. Why did you put it on Azroya? Because keneged alev, it's opposite your heart. It's right positioned, right in the near area of your heart. And you should put the tefillin shel roish on your head, keneged amoyach, opposite, right, by positioned by the moyach, by your brain. Kedei in order, shenizkoir, we should remember, nisim, the miracles, when he flows, and the great wonders, shakshosa kodesh boch, the kodesh boch who has done for us. So here it is. What are the tefillin? The tefillin are the pashos, which tell us the yichud shemoi. What's Yichud Shemoi? The uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well as Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim and the Niflois HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made. So that these are really the foundations, the assertions of Yiddishkeit, Yichud Shemoi, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. Where is it placed? By the Zoya, which is by the heart, and by the Rosh, which is by the brain. It shows us Yichudo, uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'asher lo yakoyach v'memshala be'elyonim. It's telling us the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over, omnipresent. Be'elyonim v'snachtoinim, last it becomes tzoyin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. So when we put on tefillin, remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haneshama, beautiful, such beautiful words. And then you are enslaved, you are subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haneshama Shemach, V'gam Alev, both the Neshama, the Lev, our whole beingness, no, that doesn't make sense, our whole essence is subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should subordinate the Lev, the heart, to Ikra, Taivas, V'machshavos. We also, by putting on tefillin, subjugating. Wow, our heart, which is Ikar Taibus Machshavos. We are by putting on tefillin in our both in our arm and our heart, our arm and our moyach, our brain. We are making that clear, symbolic, essential. We're showing that we are completely making ourselves under our taivas and our machshavas. Everything is subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvazeh, and with this, Yizkara, Boire, you'll remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yamit HaNoisav, and you're going to decrease your nois, your taivas, your materialistic tzoynes. V'yoniach shel yad. Okay, full stop. What a beautiful Shulchan Aruch, telling us all about the machshava, the philosophical aspect of the tefillin. Now, what's the question on this? What's the question on those few lines that we just saw now? It's not halacha. Jonathan asks, we don't normally find this. We learned Hilchas Tefillin. We learned Hilchas Talis. We didn't see any of that rationale, the Tam HaMitzvah. We didn't see any of that. Guess what? We don't find it in a lot of places. Why? Here, suddenly it comes to tefillin. We're telling us what the tefillin is all about. about putting us underneath HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moyach, the Lev, Ritzoynus, Taivus, Yitzias Mitzrayim, uniqueness of Hashem. Very nice, but we don't know anything Musa now. It's not Hashkofa. This is meant to be Halacha. How does that come into it over here? How does that come into it? It's very rare. We don't find it in a few places, but not a lot of places. Why over here? The Shulchan Aruch, the master of Halacha. Go into that detail. Good question. What's that? Okay, but you're right, of course. That's the Kavanah about good. Good, we're doing it. But we don't buy a Talis. Sure. Talis also you need to have Kavanah. Oh, very similar to what you're saying. Nearly like that. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Tezvav brings a fascinating, famous, and important Bach. Sivkotan Tezvav says the Bach. Kosva Bach, Besimin Ches. I'm on the top line on this page. It says, these are psukim. Yoire, it teaches us, ke'ikra mitzvah. Now look at those words. Ke'ikra mitzvah, the main aspect of the mitzvah, v'kiyuma, and its fulfillment, tuluya, is depending bekavona, on the kavona. Sheikhavein, that you should have this intention, this kavona b'shas kiyum mitzvah, when you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Wow. So what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here is, the question was, why are we learning all about the kavona of the mitzvah and all that? Very nice, very beautiful. Why does that come into halacha? The answer is, the Bach says, if you fail to think about this, when you're putting on the tefillin, if you fail to have that kavona, you're not mekayem the mitzvah. It's all about that kavona. It's all about, it's meant to lead to that machshava. It's meant to lead the action of putting on tefillin is meant to lead to these thoughts. If you fail to have that thought process whilst you're putting on tefillin, if you're not thinking about uniqueness of Hashem, if you're not thinking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, if you're not thinking about putting yourself on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you have to, your tayvus and your tzernis have to be on, if you're not thinking about any of this, says the Bach, you may have done the action of the mitzvah, but you didn't actually fulfill the mitzvah.
I don't know, the Pasuk,
which doesn't seem to reflect on the
word. This is saying a lot more than
that. Different. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Unless, is that touch in the words? Is what the touch in the words of the Apostle?
I don't know. Yeah, I hear. Good holder. I'm not sure. Now, what happens if you didn't? This morning, if you didn't have that kavanah, what happens? Then you have to put on tefillin again. Now, what are you going to do if you didn't have that kavanah? Rabbi said, Mishnah Berurah says, good news. Kosa Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim says, Mikol Mokim, Bidi Evet, if you failed to have these machshavas, these kavanas, im loy kivin like the Shem Mitzvah Bilvad, if you just had a simple kavanah in your mind, I want to do this mitzvah, then if you just had a basic kavanah, I'm doing this to mekayem the mitzvah, that's this basic kavanah, just to lead to the mitzvah, without going through the whole extensive thought process. But I want to point something out. I sometimes think about, when I put on tefillin, I sometimes think about something which is, you know that most of our mitzvahs, if you think about the mitzvahs that we do, most of our mitzvahs that we do during the day are very, very rational. Most of our life, we are busy in a social environment and we deal with other people around. When therefore we've got a lot of mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs are mishpatim. They are very rational. You know, if you're going to be kind to somebody, everybody understands that. Stocker, anybody understands the idea of being nice? Most mitzvahs that we do are very understandable. You don't struggle to explain most of the mitzvahs that we do to a goy. They're fine, they're easy. Even Shabbos, it's not so foreign. People can understand it. On a day-to-day basis, any mitzvahs that you feel are so, you know, we don't have any power dumas on a day-to-day basis. We don't have, pardon? Kashus, yeah, love it can. I think that a mitzvah, we start our day with a mitzvah, tefillin. Tefillin is a prime example. I think it's something which is He tried to explain to a guy, well, wrapping leather straps around with boxes that says text, but don't open it. And you know, put it on the thing over here and on the... There's an element of it. I don't like to use the word choik, but I mean, it's a mitzvah which is not very easy to... And it's beautiful to start a day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing something. It's not something which I'm doing purely because I understand. I don't understand its mitzvah fully. I don't. I'm doing it because Hashem, you've commanded me. What a beautiful way to start the day. No, don't you think so? No, you disagree. Let's hear it.
So I'm saying with 10 talis, and then doing 20 things, you've chulis left, right. You're doing 20 things before you walk into shul.
Okay, I'm not saying it's the very first thing. I'm saying it's a prime example and a very radical example. And I'm not saying it's the first thing you do there, of course. But I'm just saying it's something which... It's something I find it blatant that the crucial derises that we do a chiyuv on us. It's a thought which I okay. You could disagree. I'm not. I think it's something to think about as we.
So how do you answer
the talis? I'm not saying I'm talis is not a full obligation. You know, we as we discussed. It's a full obligation, and more than that, our person who fails to put on tefillin, we learned is a kakaf to the gavu. It's a quote. Is a peshay slob the gufon. It's a really, really bad thing. Somebody who doesn't put on tefillin, you know, it's a really one of those most serious averas. We want to start the day, but completely sure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand what this is all about exactly. I don't have a full understanding of it, and I'm doing it to show that I'm completely subordinate to Hashem. I know it all comes from you. You are in charge of you're the master of the world, and that's how we start today. I think that's okay. Rabbi said we continue. Now, this is in terms of the kavana of the mitzvah. Full stop. I do not know. I honestly don't know why the Shulchan Aruch didn't split this into two seif, because what we're learning now is part two of this seif, which is not connected in any way to what we learned so far, seemingly. Vayaniach sheliyat techila. Okay, we put on tefillin sheliyat first. Ve'yvorech, what bracha do we make? Lehoniach tefillin. Ve'achkach, and afterwards, yoniach shel rosh. Afterwards, we put on tefillin shel rosh. First, yad, after shel rosh. Ve'lo yvorech, says Shulchan Aruch, don't do, ki'im, only, bracha achdash tehem. You make one bracha, both shel yad and shel rosh. Yeah, that's what we all do. One bracha on both. One bracha on both? That's what we all do. Well, without speaking yet. We're not speaking yet. One bracha for both. Shulchan Aruch says, and that's the minhag Sfat. The minhag of the Sfatim. One bracha for both. What's the understanding for that? Why do you do one bracha for both? It's one mitzvah. Abba Yisai, when it comes to this mitzvah, the Sfatim minhag is so much easier to understand. It's one mitzvah. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah by doing just filling sheliyat or Dutch filling shalosh. It's one mitzvah. You got to do both. It's as if somebody, I'm exaggerating a bit, but it's as if you've got only two tzitzis, the mitzvah is by having filling sheliyat. I know it's two psukim, but it's one mitzvah. So therefore, it makes a lot of sense to do one bracha for the mitzvah. But that's not what we do. Says the Rama. Oh, that will be discussed, but not now. It will be discussed. But the pashto says that it's one mitzvah and you haven't done much. V'yesh oimrim, some says the Rama, which is the minhag of the Ashkenazish countries. So that's the European minhag. V'yesh oimrim levoich al shel rosh. Some have this. Yesh oimrim, some say, you make two brachas. You make al shel rosh mitzvah tefillin. Al mitzvah tefillin. Afidu lehifsik ben time. Even if you didn't interrupt, you make two brachas. Whether you interrupted, you didn't interrupt, that's what you're referring to. You're always going to make two brachas. V'chein pashat aminik, that's the widespread custom b'vnei Ashkenaz, with the traditions of the German country, mid-European countries, shebevorchen shtei brachas, that they recite two brachas. One on tefillin shel yad, one on tefillin shel rosh. Ramon now adds something which is perhaps a little bit controversial. V'toiv loima, it is good to say, achra bracha, after the bracha, hashni, after the second bracha, which is the bracha of it's good to say Baruch Shem Kvod Machsor Olam Vayed, because whenever you make a bracha in vain, you're going to say Baruch Shem Kvod Machsor Olam Vayed. Right? If somebody says Baruch Atah Shakol Ni B'dvaroi, and then after you decide, actually I'm on a diet, I'm not going to have this. So you're going to say instead Baruch Shem Kvod Machsor. It's not a good example, but you know what I mean. Okay, when you made a bracha in vain, you say Baruch Shem Kvod Machsor Olam Vayed. Okay, so the Rama says, we recite two brachas. one on tefillin shel yad, one on tefillin shel arsh, and afterwards it's a good thing to say Baruch Shem. Huh? What? What do you mean? Exactly, you can't have, this is a nice way of putting it, absolutely, I couldn't have put it better. You can't have screwed up. If it's a Baruch Levat Tola, then why on earth are you going to do it tomorrow again? And then tomorrow again, and tomorrow again, and tomorrow again. Like, that's like, it's not. Okay, that's, of course, that cannot be the simple understanding. If it's a Baruch Levat Tola that forces us to say a Baruch Shem, surely you wouldn't have to, we would do it exactly like the Sfadishim, and they could just do one Baruch and don't say the second one and get into trouble. Okay, so let's get this clear. The Mishneh Berurah says in okay a few diukim over here. Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Yutes tells us. So let's start with Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin tells us Tchila. We first put on Tefillin Shel Yad. Why do we put on Tefillin Shel Yad first? Yeah, says in Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Yud Zayin Tchila. The Ksiv Ukshartem. Which is talking about the tefillin shel yad, vehada, and later on it says voiletoy tofois. So that's the order of the psukim. Rabbi Yisai, this is the reason why we put on tefillin shel yad before tefillin shel rosh, because that's the order of the psukim. Unlike what a lot of darshanim like to say, a lot of droshas and divatoy about that. No, it's all very nice and very good. But what the Gemara tells us, the reason why we put on tefillin shel yad first is because that's the posse, that's the order of the psukim. As simple as that. Okay?
Are there not other reasons as well?
Yeah, there might be, but well, that's the main reason. Tefillin, Sivkot Yutes, Sivkot Yutes, excuse me, Vayvorech, you make the bracha, Rotzelem, a Kodem, a Hiduk. Before tightening, that's when you recite the bracha. Come on, that will be discussed in great detail. When exactly is the right correct time, the perfect time to make the bracha? We'll discuss that. It's really important. Sivkot Yutes, Tefillin, Halomet, Bedogesh. So, The lamed is with a dogesh, which is what? With emphasis, which means that you say it. He's talking about tefillin. Yeah, he's just tefillin. Yeah, yeah. But you're right. He's going to speak about your point as well. Al mitzvahs be pasach, al mitzvahs tefillin tachzavav shulosh yochid, as opposed to. Don't say al mitzvah is tefillin. Say al mitzvah is tefillin. Why is Mishneh Berurah required to tell us this? Why do you think that some people say al mitzvah is tefillin? Because we put on two sets of tefillin. So some people probably miss is al mitzvah is tefillin. No. You say al mitzvah is tefillin. Okay. Sharedon is kan is yeah. Sharedon is niskan or brachazuk in the tefillin shel rosh b'lulav. Because when we say al mitzvah is tefillin, we're only referring to the tefillin shel rosh. Okay, Toiv Lo Yemasif Kotten Chovalef. Here comes the point. Mishum Chashash Boruch Levat Tole. So we say Boruch Shem because Boruch Levat Tole. Here comes the Mishbuk spinning our earlier point. Veloi, and not Shu Sofek Gomo. No, of course it's not a Sofek. It's not a real Sofek, because if it would be a real Sofek, we would not recite two Brochas. That's not Pshat. You certainly can't say two Brochas enough to say, oh, sorry, Boruch Shem, certainly not. Elo, rather, Danan Bnei Ashkenaz, us, children of Ashkenaz. Excuse me, yeah? Us, it's just not, I'm not mean to be, yeah, just, yeah. Svirelon, we hold, Ta'alocha Kedaz Rabbeinu Tam, we, Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that we say two brochas. That is the halacha. We recite two brochas, one on Shel Yad, one on Shel Rosh. Iraq only. L'Rav Chedemilze, we know there's other opinions. We are not small-minded, short thing. We are aware there's other opinions. We are aware of it. That awareness gives us the this awareness. We know there's other opinions. They only make one book. We know there's opinions. So fine. So we might as well just say Baruch Shem as well, just to comply with those opinions. So in other words, we know this, we paskin, according to us, we decide two brachas. And we do it with confidence. It's two brachas, it is. But it doesn't mean that we don't want to satisfy another opinion just in case. So in other words, since we know, we are aware there's an opinion that holds, that's the opinion that you only make one bracha, and according to that opinion, the second bracha was in vain. So, you know what? Might as well say Baruch Shem. The Rak L'Rav Chedemil Tzeloitzi Atzmenim in the cold paper, no, you can learn Baruch Shem, 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 Baruch You should be very careful. Now, very, very practical point. And sure, says the Holy Chofetz Chaim, and sure that you only say Baruch Shem once you've made the Shel Rosh very, very tight and proper, sitting in the right place. Because don't do the bracha, and then starting putting the tefillin in the right position, and before it's really set properly, you say Baruch Shem already. Because then you have said Baruch Shem too early, which is not great. So when it's fully tight, that's when you say Baruch Shem. The imloy can you have sigmund roch la'anocha, v'yabochsu l'vartola b'vada v'tzorich lachza l'vorech. V'aloylem nichsholim b'zeh. If you say Baruch Shem too early, you've messed it up. I know there are people that because of this mishtabu, they say that the Baruch Shem is misleading a little bit. Based on your question, the Baruch Shem is misleading because we passing like Rabbeinu Tam. We, with confidence, recite two brachas. One bracha shel Yad, one bracha shel Rosh. We do that with confidence. Now, we also, you know, there's sometimes the attitude of, might as well catch another opinion. We want to chapan another opinion. Or that chumudig attitude, might as well. It doesn't cost anything. So we say Baruch Shem as well. But it doesn't mean that we're passing like that. Some people are not so happy with that. And they say, you know what, if we're confident with it, we hold two brachas like Rabbeinu Tam. So fine, to say two brachas and forget about the Baruch Shem. But so some people will say it's misleading, it's misguiding, it gives the wrong message. We do like Rabbeinu Tam. But some people don't say Baruch Shem. But Lemaise, the meaning has been already for centuries that we say Baruch Shem, and that's the background of it. But again, it's not to be confused. We don't hold that it's a suffix. If it would be a real doubt, a real suffix, sure, we would only say one bracha. Suffix brachas lokel. But over here, we hold like Rabbeinu Tam. We do decide to brachas, but we just want to be able to that opinion as well. We want to gain that we are acknowledging the fact that it's other opinions. But acknowledging. We're not choshesh. Yeah, no, but we're not choshesh for that opinion. We're acknowledging. I'm giving a subtle answer that we are acknowledging other opinions. It doesn't mean that you have to, you go with it. You're acknowledging other opinions. That's I think that, what do you think about it? Make sense? We really ultimately we hold up like Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. Okay.
Can you respond also to the once you put on your head to say the bracha, so there's that few seconds gap, you know, you straighten your
it's positioned.
You can respond to bracha.
Yeah, even if you haven't said Baruch Shem. Based on what we're learning now, even if you didn't say Baruch Shem, very good. That's a good example. Now, what happens if somebody just placing his tefillin shel Rosh, and he said Baruch, and he's putting it in the right place, and he has not said Baruch Shem, and now it just happens to be a Kaddish, but the answer is that Baruch Shem is not so crucial. It doesn't matter. We're just trying to go with the pleased opinion. The Omni Shmeabo is far more important.
I was going to ask, what about
Tokadei Dibble? You have to say it within Tokadei Dibble. If you can, yeah. And if you fail, it doesn't matter. Again, there's people that don't say the Baruch Shem because it's misleading. Right, I've always had to summarize what we learned this evening. We spoke extensively about the Kavanah of the Mitzvah. That the person is subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke about Yitzias Mitzrayim. We spoke about HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world, being the master of the world. The person's tivus and the tzoynes, connected the arm and the mayach of a person. We spoke about the reason why the Shulchan Aruch is telling us all this. Because if a person has the Kavanah in this Mitzvah is really crucial. And if a person doesn't have Kavanah, according to Bach, is not. It might not be to the mitzvah. But yeah, we learn it's okay even if it only had basic kavanah. But ideally, personally, should have a bit of higher kavanahs when it comes to mitzvah tefillin. Then we learned about the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. How many brachas do we say according to Shulchan Aruch? Only one. According to the Rama, he says the meaning is to say two brachas. And we confidently pass like Rabbeinu Tam that a person does say two brachas. Why do we say Baruch Shem? To cover ourselves, to honor those opinions. Okay, I really plan to do CFO as well tonight, but I suppose we'll leave it for tomorrow. Okay, good evening.